Right now, we pay based on the level of intensity of the services that a child needs. So when a child needs a lot of services, we pay more. If a child gets better, all too often, the child has to move. So there's a disincentive, both from a provider standpoint and from the child standpoint, of terms of getting better. We have got to move away from an intensity of service model to one that is performance and outcome based. And the really significant outcomes that we want to see is, first of all, shorter lengths of stay in care. We need to get the child home. We need to get him to extended family. We need to, if he can't go home and parental rights are terminated, we need to get him adopted to a safe and permanent family. The other thing would be, including the duration of care, would be, does the child come back to care? Were the services successful enough that the child does not have to come back to care? And the other thing is the array of services. Can we provide a better array of services to the child in his home community? And if we can achieve those outcomes, we will have a much better system for the foster care youth in Texas.